up too many turns. And there was drought. But thank God for the power of the resurrection of Christ. It makes everything happen in life. All of the good things. Y'all listen to it.
Oh,
better get right and let's go home, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting on the sideline. So I want to welcome to you Let's Do Radio with Reverend Ronnie Marshall today of True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Wouldn't you love to have endless life or endless anything that satisfy you and your lifestyle? Yes, yes, yes. So what do you think that would be like? This evening, Reverend Ronnie Marshall will expound on the endless life believer and their lifestyle, taken out of Hebrews 7, 1 through 3, which we're going to be speaking on the whole chapter, but that's the three main verses. So join us on air or Skype or by calling in at 845-241-9985 or tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com www.facebook.com/Let's Do It Radio and become part of the Let's Do It Radio congregation. And if you miss this or any episode, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio on demand. And to keep us on the air, you can sow a seed to Let's Do It Radio at Cash App at $ISCVALCOUR or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my direct number or email address. You know who I am. I am your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Arco Design. And I broadcast and welcome each and every one of the worldwide listeners. So please put your hands together by giving Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshipper Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, a rousing, warm, and spiritual welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you. And thank you for your time. Thank you for your efforts to tune in with us on this evening. There is a word from the Lord, and it will affect you for the rest of your lives in a in a blessed way, in a blessed way. We thank God for you, all of those that are online. Thank God for the esteemed host, Sister Inez, and thank you for all of the people of God, all of the ministers. I know Reverend Bean told me earlier he would tune in. I don't know what he's gotten in yet, but all of the ministers, Pastor Bennett and everybody, Pastor Williamson, Paris, and all of you all, thank God for you, Dr. Lula, and so on and as such. We thank God for y'all tonight, and we thank God for all of the listeners, particularly out in all over the world. We thank God for those who are trying to get their lives on track. God has sent a word this evening that's going to carry you into another phase of life. And thank you. Thank you again for staying with us on this blessed evening. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I will do a scripture taken from Hebrews 7:13-16. Then we will have prayer, invocational prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and a song following his prayer. Hebrews 7:13-16. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. 15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. 16. Who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearers of his word. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank thee for things being as well as they are. We thank you for inputting into us about our souls and about our minds and about how the Holy Spirit should lead and guide us into all truth through the sacrificial sacrifice of Christ. We thank you for healing. And we thank you for good health. And we thank you for prosperity. And we thank you for with wealth. We thank you for health. We thank you for everything that you have delivered unto us. And then we pray that those that are bound with afflictions and demons of sickness, we cast them out and cast them away in the name of Jesus on this evening. We create eyesight for those that are blind through the healing blood of Jesus. We create health, marrow for the bones of those that have been crippled and been maimed. We create healing through the power, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We pray for deliverance in every area of your lives, all over the world. Pray for you. We pray for deliverance of those that are going through the tropical storms. And, Lord, we ask that you have mercy when you send forth your lightning and your thundering. Have mercy on the people beneath, Lord. Then please be merciful unto them that you don't destroy them. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, right here in the United States, send a wave of peace all over, Lord, from the White House to the outhouse, in the name of Jesus. And then give clarity and give plan for those immigrants coming in, Lord, that they don't go into a worse state. But, Lord, open up avenues and doors of affection that their life may be changed, not just for tangibility, but for you. In Jesus' name, if you would do these things for us, we'll keep pressing toward the mark of perfection of a higher calling in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God. You can turn away from us, but don't turn away from God, because you turn away from him, you might be losing a thing or two. You just want to be right there with him, because he's the best man that you ever, 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 ever had. And next to the best man that you ever, 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 ever had, Reverend Ron may be a close second. I'm just kidding. But he is a pastor of the True Worshipers. On the stock, there's nothing but the devil didn't like what I was saying. So, He is the pastor of the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And he's a man of God who is, and as I always say, he's just so soft-spoken. I don't think I've ever heard him get upset. And today, at the church that I belong to, the topic was the danger of anger. And I don't think Reverend Ron has ever gotten angry. If he has, it's always been soft-spoken, so, because that's just the type of person that he is. And he has many attributes as a singer, songwriter. So the songs you're hearing today are his songs that he's created, written, sung, and played guitar, and recording artist and TV producer, with the following albums of The Praying Man, The Praise God album, and the Don't Turn Away From God album, as well as Jesus Can Make You Whole. That's another song that he has out recently. So if anybody's interested, please go to any music media, and you can hear, listen, pull up, and see and hear this man of God sing, because he's got videos out as well. And you can, cause I'm looking at a lot of the songs that he has written, so that's how I'm playing the songs today. So as we sit back and hear the words that we're going to be graced with from Reverend Ronnie Marshall from True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, after this next selection, Heavenly Mind, so sit back, get ready, because he has a word from heaven and for you. Amen, amen, amen again. Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Let me get this song. Amen. Heavenly Mind. Hold on, this did not start right. Just a moment. There we go. Come on now.
I have a man.
You all, and it's such a wonderful evening.
Amen.
Such a beautiful word for the word of the Lord. Now the audio on that music is far more better than that offline. You can get it on all of the music stores, all over the online platforms of music. Thank God for you all this evening. And do go online and grab those albums. Don't turn away from God. Crown of Love album. Praying Man album. The Praise God album.
The Praise God.
And then we have the album with a variety of artists on it, and some very interesting artists on it as well. It's online as well. Then the Lord is blessing in a lot of different areas. So go online, please, and patronize those albums. Again, the production is way better than that, what we've heard, but thank God for things as well as they are. But go online, you can pull it down, you can listen to it, and you'll get the fullness of the production that we did on those albums. We spent a lot of time in the studio on those albums. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. Now let's go to the scripture.
Amen.
7th chapter of Hebrews. We'll begin at the first verse, and then we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. Thank God for everyone that's sharing tonight. Ministers, sharing at home on your computers, and so on and as such. Thank God for you, the true worshipers. Thank God for you as well. And it reads as such. The 7th chapter, beginning at the first verse. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all first by being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abided a priest continuously. Now, consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. I'll stop right there. This is having to do with the priesthood of Melchizedek and also the new covenant being superior of all, the new covenant of Jesus' sacrifice, death, burial, and resurrection being superior over all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice here in the 16th verse, which Sister Inez, 16 host read, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Notice our subject on this evening, the endless life believer and their lifestyle. The endless life believer and his or her lifestyle. Now,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, why did we have to become transformed? Someone would say, why? Well, for the mere fact, our mind has had to be changed from the sensations and bad experience of the past and from the contrariness or being alienated from God, having a form of godliness, but
mm-hmm.
denying the power thereof. We had to be transformed for that reason. We had to be transformed also for this reason, to become an endless life believer and to ascertain the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Why did somebody might ask, did Christ tell us he that would come into him would be a new creature and all old things are passed away? It was a reason for that. And the reason for that was that we could access an endless life, lifestyle, and believer.
Mm-hmm.
The new creature had nothing to do with being able to be fashioned as other men, or otherwise there wouldn't have been no need to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the new creature was to take on the mentality of eternity. And scripture that bear facts, Matthew 6 and 10, as it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. Jesus' sacrifice jointed us to the scripture. Now,
mm-hmm.
I urge you this evening to come to an understanding of this message. Reverend Bean ministered a very unique message this morning about authority and how that the ones that can submit to authority, their gifts would be astro, rocket orbs. Well,
mm-hmm.
for the most part, the word understanding is powerful and it should be explained. The word under means to submit. The word stands means to know your point of view or your direction. Well, what in effect does that do with the endless life believer? Well, you have to have an understanding before you can even phantom being an endless life believer, an
mm-hmm.
understanding of what? The Word of God, the Holy Spirit, who's on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The word under means to submit. So what I need to submit to the Holy Spirit inside of me, my soul, my mind,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
needs to submit to the Spirit of truth, because this is the Spirit and what Jesus wanted to take care of my soul that belongeth unto God. And for that to happen inwardly, I had to come unto an understanding of hearing the Holy Spirit within me and displaying the direction which stands, means to know your point of view. The Holy Spirit would tell me what to do according to what Christ had delivered unto us when he was on the earth. The Holy Spirit reminds me that I might walk with the mind of Christ. Action in this body while I'm here on the earth.
That's
the need for me to have an understanding. Now that I have an understanding, I can hear the Holy Spirit. I can hear the Holy Spirit because my soul is not being led by a spirit that's contrary to Scripture or that opposes God's ways. I have an understanding of right and wrong, righteousness and unrighteousness. So now I can move forward with the new creature lifestyle, and the new creature in Christ lifestyle is an endless lifestyle and an endless life. Well, some people say, well, everybody going to die. Hebrews 9 and 25 says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, then afterward to judgment, sure. But I've died already in Christ, according to Colossians. I have died already. I've been buried already. Now I have risen with him. I'm alive forever. Now I wait for, as Paul spoke in Thessalonians, I think it's the fourth chapter, second Thessalonians, fourth chapter. I wait for the change. You know, remember the Apostle Paul said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. My body will be changed, but my thinking now, what I'm practicing, the endless life of the believer and the lifestyle, my thinking will be the same. My body will be changed from mortal to immortality. But the principle mentally of thinking, it will be the same. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is who Jesus sent to deliver my soul back to God. But the oneness, the commitment has to be within me. My soul, my mind, my body, my strength, my mind, being led by the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost. Then wisdom, leading my body how to utilize the truth that the Holy Spirit give to my mind to lead my soul in the path of righteousness.
Yeah.
Then my wisdom leading my mind and my soul by the teachings of the Holy Ghost presents it equals life, which is Christ. What know you that Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. So the wisdom, the truth, Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus is leading my soul. So then that makes my soul resort back to God, the perfect state, because the Bible says God breathes in the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. So now God, then his wishes are perfection of my life, like he desired when he first created me and had sanctified all that he had created. I now get a chance for him to experience that in me while I live here on the earth because of my lifestyle, because of me being an endless life believer, because I have been transformed. Not just transform and left standing somewhere, but transform and now into the image and the likeness of God, but being able to carry it out here in the body. That's the way that I can present my body a living sacrifice unto God. holy and accepted, because it is no longer the nature that I've been transformed. It's no longer the spirit of analogy leading my soul anymore. So the things that were common to me and the practical way of life with me trying to figure it out for the great pinnacle of success in a carnal stage is no more. Why seek it for that which I already have? In other words, I was seeking for the pinnacle of success. I was seeking for everything, but it was under the carnal commandments of men and not on the gift and promise of God. Now, as an endless life believer, it's the promises of God. Now I can bring others through this way. Well, let me just share something with you all. The endless life believer is not looking to quit, because the world seems to be flourishing, or the weak is flourishing like a green bay tree. The endless life believer does not have quit in its point of view. Neither do it have jealousy and envy and all of that. That's of the nature that you are transformed from. You don't hold attributes when you're a creature in Christ. That's of the old nature. And if you find yourself operating or thinking in that method, then just know it's not the spirit of truth on the inside of you that's leading your soul. It's the spirit of carnality, the world.
Okay.
Now,
come on.
The endless life believer don't fight to be first. The endless life believer do not fight to be first. Neither is it puffed up or does not carry itself unseemly in the world. Why? Why? Because of the covenant that God gave through Jesus Christ, consecrated, holy. It's my way of thinking. That's my biggest thing, is to be holy before God here on the earth and not overtaken by the things of the world. I'm now supposed to be of age as a endless life believer to bring people past their limitations and their illusions and their affliction. And I don't have to spool oil everywhere on people, and I don't have to kick the devil in his butt 24 hours a day. Why? Because he's already been defeated. I just have to now show people the right way, the pathway to come to this life that's endless. I can now put into other people to know that your endless lifestyle. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that lifestyle. Let's talk about it, because we got it from Jesus. You know, Jesus brought redemptions to us, right? He brought redemption when he did the act upon the cross. He delivered us. Jesus did it all for us already.
Yes, he did.
He did already. Now, the children of redemption is three of them. It's release, ransom, and deliverance. Those are the children of redemption. Release, ransom, and deliverance. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. He delivered us with his blood. The ransom was his life. And he released us when he died and rose again. So he put in play
uh-huh.
to reconcile us back to God through his own action, his sacrifice for us, to bring us to this point as an endless life believer,
endless.
As birth to a believer looking to die. Now, things, tangibility, and all of that, it comes to the endless life believer because you pass the craving of it. See, before you become a new creature in Christ, it's a craving for things. It's a craving for position. It's a craving for power. It's a craving for peace. It's a craving for joy. It's a craving to have peace, power, and plenty. It's a craving not to be politically imprisoned.
Come on.
Well, that happens. That happens when you become an endless life believer with an endless life lifestyle. You surpass it. You surpass it. The failing state of man. In other words, you're not looking to fail. You know, in the world, apart from God, you're looking for the worst to happen. You sometimes say you hope for the best, but you're looking for the worst. Well, as an endless life believer, you're not looking for the worst. You have the best to offer. You're not looking for failure. You're not looking for defeat. You're not wondering, are you good enough? You're not wondering, are you high value enough? Or will you be accepted? Is your knowledge span strong enough? Are you intellectually strong? That's not your plight anymore because you're beyond high value. You'll be beyond the high value of the world, and your intellect cometh not from studying the books of people past life or geniuses past action, but your victory, your success is good success because it cometh from God who sanctified everything after he had created, set it apart for himself. So you automatically, you see, let's go back. I'll go back to something before I explain the lifestyle itself. Let's go back to understanding. When you submit to the Holy Spirit, your soul and your mind and your body inside of you, and wisdom directs you how to carry out the knowledge that the Spirit of Truth give to your mind, and then it leads you to life and you're back to God. Look, the word understanding, it means automatic growth. When you have an understanding, you grow automatically. Because you understand what has been presented to you. Or you've studied it enough and you've learned the workings thereof until it's automatic growth when you have an understanding. Well, the understanding of the endless life believer is automatic growth. Because your actions, your practical way of living, your doings, your actions is done through righteousness and peace. Notice Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, no mama, no daddy, no descent. But the Bible says that it was evident that he was here because the patriarch Abraham stopped coming from a vicious fight where he slaughtered kings and tied to this man that didn't have the beginning of days or endless days. Remember what the scripture says here? He said he was not a carnal priesthood, but he was of the endless life preacher, you know? So we are, and Jesus brought us to this way because he was made after the similitude of Melchizedek, created in the body. In other words, Jesus had a mama, but Melchizedek didn't have a mother or daddy, beginning of the days or end of the days. So Bible mm-hmm. tells us Jesus was saved in that solitude. So Jesus brought us to this point of that we could be in this life, believers, when he brought us to the point. Now we are without mom, we are without sin because we are God, and we're totally devoted unto him. And that's what God requires. And that's the lifestyle of a true worshiper. Now, mm-hmm, the end is mm-hmm. The end is like believer's lifestyle. What
yeah,
is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Come on.
That is when you are able to live in this world and have mm-hmm. peace 24 hours mm-hmm. a day.
Amen.
When you are able to live in this world that we live in and have joy 24 hours a day. When you are able to live in this world that we live in and share and express love 24 hours a day. When you are here in this world that we are living, doing your business with your lifestyle, you are able to be tolerant with intolerable people. The endless lifestyle of an endless life believer, he can live in this world and possess all things. Why? Because God said, I've given you all things. Now the endless life believer, he don't have to push, shove, and struggle and pull the wagon. No, the Bible said all he has to do is speak those things
mm-hmm.
that is not as though they were. God.
Yes.
God. Try the lifestyle. You just think it, and it's coming into reality. Why? Because the endless life believer, the Bible say here on the earth, the lifestyle against such, there is no law. Because we are practically living the fruits of the Spirit. That's our lifestyle,
yes.
And it will never
yes.
end.
Mm-mm.
Are y'all understand? Are y'all get this?
Amen.
The endless
Amen.
Life believer
mm-hmm.
do not suffer because he has an understanding that the
mm-hmm.
God that made him and set him apart for himself owns the world and the fullness
Amen.
Thereof and things that dwell therein. All he has to do, what God is requiring of us, is the intimacy as he's given in eternity by the angels, to be moved by him, to be led by his Spirit, to love him and yet others see and be, and the cataracts of blindness is taken off of their eyes.
All them scales. Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello? Reverend Ron? Reverend Ron?
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Now you're back. You're back now.
I don't know what happened to this phone. I got a new phone. Might have gotten mad.
Amen. Somebody got mad. When you talked about the fruits of the Spirit, they really got mad.
So the endless life believer, if you become
mm-hmm.
an endless life believer and live that lifestyle, mm-hmm. all your stress go away, all your worries
yes.
go away. If you
mm-hmm.
sick, you ain't worried about it because you're coming out of the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind and your heart's been broken and shattered, guess what? The endless life believer can heal you. Why? Because his actions is not of the flesh or of his own ideology. Now, And when we were walking contrary to scriptures, we was fulfilling the lust of ourselves. And the Bible didn't say God didn't call us to the will of self, but we were going after the will of self. We wanted to satisfy the will of self. But now that we are in this life believers and living the lifestyle that God requires through Christ, well, then the will of self is not important. The safety of our souls is important. If you become an endless life believer before the safety of your soul, and then your soul now is handled like God wanted it to be. Now you can present your body, which is an instrument of expression. You can present it a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him, because it's being led by the Spirit of truth, God. Now, what is your brain? What is your brain? The brain is a central reception station that houses sensory and perception. That's why it's good to get an understanding and pray when you read the Bible that God gives you clarity, because you need this word in your brain. So the Holy Spirit regurgitates to you what you have already stored in your brain. Then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, has already erased your conscience from dead works. Remember? Hebrews 9:14, the Bible says the blood of goats and bulls and rams and the rituals of carnality could not make a man perfect. But the blood of Jesus has already purged your conscience when you come into him. That's why the nature has to change. That's why the action has to change. So the strongholds of the bad sensations and the attributes that was contrary to righteousness can be broken. So now we are after the order of Melchizedek and then the superior, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're after them now, and we're living as they were characterized by the Spirit, remember? Scripture said Jesus made after the order of Melchizedek. So, and he was God. He was God's high priest. He was the most high God priest. And he didn't have beginning of days or ending of days. So this just go to tell you that this lifestyle separate us from the ideal of family. It's Spirit and it's God. And Jesus said, you all shall be as the angels in heaven. It's about us being one with God's mind. That's what makes us endless life believers, because we go back to life. The scriptures say from life to life, glory to glory. We're back to life through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And our lifestyle, our practical way of living, is the fruits of the Spirit, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, we all haven't got 100% there, because I'm still working towards it myself. But this is where we are. Well, we got an understanding. You don't have to be in the full position the day that you get the understanding. But as you travel with the understanding, you get closer and closer every single day until after a while, the effects of the old nature cannot stir your soul into danger. Because when your soul can be taken by a spirit and the things that are contrary to God, it puts your soul in a dangerous position. And that's when the struggles, that's when the heartaches, that's when the poverty, that's when the stalematism, and that's when the deep thoughts repeating yourself, that's when you've been beat up and kicked around by the world. Why? Because that's where your belief, your success is.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
We are endless life believers, and our lifestyle, the Bible says our lifestyle here on the earth against the endless life believer lifestyle, there is no law. There is no law that can come against the lifestyle that we possess as endless life believers. Now, you're talking about power. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Three, the cord can't be broken. Think about 100 people tonight. Think about 1 million people tonight. Think about 1 billion people tonight around the world. Make up in your mind that we're going to not look to die. So when you don't look to die, your ideals do not fail. Your dreams do not dissipate and go away without you fulfilling them when you're an endless life believer. Think about it.
Come on.
Your marriage ain't going to fail. Everything going to be in order. Why? Because the actions that you, that is your practical life, people pay want to pay for it and can't buy it. People got everything, everything, and can't feel love. Ain't that something? Got every single thing in their heart to desire and have no joy, no peace, no nothing.
Nothing.
Well, that's the lifestyle of the fallen nature. But the lifestyle, now don't get me wrong, it's a lot of folk in the church is blinded to the nature of the world, carnality.
Come on.
And that's a shame, too, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if people don't have an understanding of who the Holy Ghost is, that's all you got is carnality. Ceremonial pranks and rituals, which is not enough to make a man perfect. Not enough to make a man's mind perfect. Well, God bless you on tonight. I hope something has been said. I hope you got the lifestyle. I hope you got the endless life believer. And I hope you got the message out of Hebrews, the 7th chapter. The covenant that's superior is the spirit of Jesus. It's the sacrifice of Jesus. It's Jesus' message of reconciliation. It's even great as Melchizedek. The peace of the Most High God was an evident that he lived, such a man. The patriarch gave him tithes of all the spoils.
Yes.
So I urge you tonight, I urge you true worshipers, I urge you people that are saved, I urge you people that are coming in, go on and make up in your mind that you're going to be an endless life believer and you don't have to worry about when your body is changed from mortal to immortality because your thinking will already be in place as it will be forever.
Amen. Thank you. That's the endless. You hear me? Endless. There's without end. Endless.
If a woman want a husband, she better make sure he's an endless life believer. If a man wants a wife, he better make sure she's an endless life believer because if they endless life, they're going to be with you till the end because they know how important endless, so they
that's
know
right.
the understanding of the word. I thought I'd
endless
throw that at
life. Amen. They got to be endless together. And I know Reverend David just joined us as well. Thank you for joining us, Reverend David.
Man,
how you doing
this morning,
sir?
All is well. God is good.
Amen. Thank you. And I'm going to play a song. And if you would like online prayer or want to receive Christ as your personal Savior, please call in during this next election at 845-241-9985. The song I'm going to play is Jesus Can Make You Whole. Amen.
Jesus can make you whole. He can wash your soul. Jesus can make you whole.
Reverend Ron, and if you don't mind doing an invitation to Christian Discipleship and welcome to the family. Either you or Pastor Bean, either one of you.
What's up, Pastor Bean? To do it. What's that, yes?
Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Pastor Bean.
If there's anybody, I mean anybody, and I know you got something out this word that don't know God as the Lord and Savior, Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ is the Lord and Savior of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you
mm-hmm.
don't understand that Jesus can make you whole, that he will make you whole, that Jesus can do all things, then you can come now and join us, a part of the fellowship,
yeah.
my Christian experience, by baptism. And while you may not want to be with us, you can go to your local church. Just declare God as your Savior now. Because we were
yeah.
here for death to overcome us, and we're still in our sins, and we're still wrong.
Mm.
And so if you will, just let the world know that God is the Lord and Savior. Let the world know that you openly declare him as the Lord of your life. And he will make you whole. He will. You can be a part of what we've got going. We're here all the time. And we
yes.
follow God. We follow God in all ways. And just know, if this is what you want for your life, for your work, then become a part of what
Amen.
We've got here. An international ministry to where in the privacy of your home, you can know God.
Mm-hmm.
In the privacy of your home. Get forgiven in the privacy of your home. You can make him your Lord and Savior.
Mm.
If this is what you want to do, then join us today. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Dean. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. You have any announcements, Reverend Ron?
All I like to say that is, you all, by all means, I invite you everywhere to come and be endless life believers. And let it be an ongoing situation. That's my announcement for your life.
Okay. Reverend Bean, you have any announcements?
Oh, yes, yes. Next Sunday. At True Light, mm-hmm. I think it's 5201 or 5207 West 65th Street. Reverend Ron
mm-hmm.
will be preaching. He's bringing a powerful word. And you can learn more about the Endless Life Christian. You can learn more about the Endless Life Experience. You can learn so
mm-hmm.
much more about what God placed in him at this time. He's got an end time word for an end time people. And it will
mm-hmm.
totally bless, change you. Put you in a place to where you can receive all that God has for you. It'll put you in a place to where when you think God is going to do it, before you ask, he's going to answer.
Mm.
Come out next week to support Reverend Ron and what he's got going and hear this powerful man of God speak to your spirit. Amen.
And what time would that be and where is that? 50. Go ahead, do it again, please.
I think 5201 West 65th Street. It's True Light Ministries,
okay.
and it's in.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at 11 o'clock. He'll be speaking.
Central time, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay, in Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We also have, thank you. We also had Pastor Don join us from the Winning Team 300, as he says. If you'd like to say anything, Pastor Don.
I enjoy the word. I've been enjoying the show. Oh, I'm here, and I'm just loving everything. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to all the listeners out there in the radio land. Y'all have a great evening. I'm going back on me.
Oh, thank you, fine, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He comes like a whirlwind and ends like we're getting ready to have us a hurricane down here in Florida. So just pray for us because no telling what's supposed to be a tropical category 1 hurricane. Don't know when it's going to hit, but we had some earlier winds today, so that's just like the beginning parts of it. So just keep us in prayer down here in Florida as we keep the fence of God around us and his hedge of protection. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's my announcements are August the 29th, this Tuesday. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We're going to have a financial check part two, guaranteed income for life. Dr. Ralph Steele is going to be the speaker. So please join us on Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and hear what he has to say about guaranteed income for life. So, Reverend Ron talked about the endless believer, so let's have some endless guaranteed income. So join us on Tuesday evening.
Amen.
And then Thursday, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. I believe the women of she said yes and unapologetically anthology will be joining us on Thursday, but it hasn't been confirmed. So even if they don't join us, there's always Miss Inez says something. Let's talk about something. So please join me on Thursday. And then Sunday, the first Sunday in September, oh my gosh, there's only 3 months left after this next weekend. First Sunday communion with Pastor Betty Bennett out of Little Rock, Arkansas, as well. And she's with the Harvest World Ministries International. Please join us on the first Sunday to hear her. She's a powerful woman of God as well. And then September the 22nd through the 24th, I've been speaking for the last almost 2 months plus now, the M4 Virtual Summit with Dr. Monica Jackson. The 12 speakers, and they have some of the most astounding stories. So if you can, contact her for tickets at drmonicajackson.com/M4 excuse me, summit. For more information as well as tickets, they're $69. And so there's a meet and greet on that Friday. And then they'll be speaking on Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 3. So like I said, for more information, please contact her. Again, it's drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit. And M4 is for Men, Message, Mission, Movement. Men with a message on a mission, creating a movement. So please, please, please. And it's just not for men. It's for women and men to hear these stories, because it affects everybody, anybody. I'm sure you probably have heard anybody that these stories will affect. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. And as you heard throughout the service today, please support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with all of his music through All Music Media. The, I can't get him to play through my system, so I just played them the best way that I could so that you could at least hear him, but they sound so much better and live and stereo. So please go out there as I'm looking at through YouTube, and you can listen to his music. So please do that so you can really get the fullness and the richness of all of his music. And to sow a seed to what's been going on through Let's Do It Radio, you can donate to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at @MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle. Excuse me. Devil's trying to stir me so I can't talk, so I got a little choked up. So I want to give the congregation and Reverend Ronnie Marshall another round of applause for today's message. Yes, 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 yes. So thank you again for joining us, and Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, on Endless Life Believer and their lifestyle, taken out of Hebrews 7, the whole chapter of Hebrews 7, but the main verses were 1, 2, 3. And if you have topics you want to talk about, you can always email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And let me know what topic you'd like to present, and we can always talk about it on a Tuesday or Thursday, or if we need to set up a special time for you, we can do that as well. And as I said, you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and don't forget to share these things on your social medias, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, anything that you have, sending texts out, send the email out, but just, you know, get the word out so more people can join us on the evenings that we do have these radio shows. So I want to thank you to every one of you again for joining us and joining in. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Get it off and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it, because we have some deep discussions, as anybody can attest to. We've had, I just wanted to praise my men last 3 months, and let them know how much I appreciate them, because they don't seem to get the notoriety that they deserve, and they just seem to be put down more than raised up. So I want to thank my men for joining us each and every Tuesday and Thursday, and for Bible study every other Wednesday as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been your host for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Design. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same. And the thought for the evening is, what you say to yourself about yourself is the foundation for what others see. Be sure that what you say speaks volumes about the real you. And that's from J. Rick Rollins II, his book, Random 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts. And so with that being said, we will put it back in the hands of Reverend Ronnie Marshall, as he will close us out in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you again to each and every one of you. As you stay blessed, be blessed, and please stay vigilant in God's word. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you all, Reverend Dean, Sister Dean, and to all of the Reverend Ron, all of the people that are here, the listeners.
Amen.
As we present you faultless unto Him that is able to keep thee from falling, we ask our Father to allow you to be led by the Spirit for the rest of your lives.
Amen.
We ask our Father in Jesus' name to keep you with courage and replenish your endless lifestyle daily. We ask that the Spirit of truth overtake your train of thinking and keep your soul safe.
Yes,
we ask
yes,
that the Spirit
yes.
of truth guide the thoughts of your mind, that it might be righteousness and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You know what? We got Jesus love. Amen. Yes. We got the... Come on.
It's the Ronnie Marshall Show. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Worldwide, Wednesday.